Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, listen up, small business owners. You're going to want to hear this one right now. At Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. This is the best deal out there, and it's so easy to make great-looking cards. Pick from tons of industry-specific designs, add your info, and you're done. Or you can upload your own artwork or pictures. We've all made cards at Vistaprint. I hand mine out all the time, and I slap myself in the face when I don't carry them with me. But I'm also getting a very fancy case from Vistaprint as well to keep them in. Ooh, and they always turn out great. The cases, the cards, everything they have, their marketing materials, everything Vistaprint touches is wonderful. And if it's not right for you, they will make it right. Remember, that's 500 business cards on sale for $9.99. There's never been a better time to professionally turn your mixing board on. I'm sorry, to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and settle. No, we settle with our audio. The Vistaprint doesn't settle at all.
They excel.
Vistaprint.com. Use promo code TMOS to get this offer. We love Vistaprint. You will too.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, how would you guys rate the tension in the room today? How would what would it be on a scale of 1 to 10?
Usually, the tension in the room, I would say, is a solid 0.
Yeah.
Right? 0.
Right. What is it?
I don't think it's
today?
As high as you think it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, today it's a solid 7.
No, 6.
Solid 7.
6.
Solid 7.
You think it's less?
I do.
Don't you think it's just bubbling under the
surface?
It's a
700% increase, though.
I
a 1,000,000%. If it's a 0, there's no percentage that will increase.
7.
Do you know what I didn't, what I failed to explain when I came in today?
You explained a lot.
I did. I said it was the two hours and 40 minutes
right.
to travel 28 miles by automobile. That's what I said. So I told you that, but what I didn't tell you is that because of my recent digestive issues, I woke to bed last night before Betty Bye, I ingested a prune juice, and then this morning I shotgunned 3 12-ounce bottles of water. And then off to off to work start the day.
You are a powder keg. You are ready to go at any time.
I fancy myself as somewhat of a camel, and I don't have to go. In fact, I've been in cars with people that are like, I really have to. And I have no patience with them whatsoever.
I'm the same way.
Because I'm like, you can hold
grow
it. You can
up,
hold
we're
it.
Adults.
This was the first time in a very long time where I felt like I was damaging my internal organs by holding my water coming in here. And
so did you make a stop?
I made a stop when I got to the building. There's no place to stop.
You're right.
In this hole that
whoa,
everybody lives
hey,
in here.
Step
I swear
off,
to God.
This is where I live,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, yeah. This, you know what? This is where you live, Johnny Convenient. I'm glad you can walk to work because I like walking to my living room. Yeah. I do not like
the guy who walks his living room every day.
2 hours and 40 minutes to get in here today.
For context,
yes.
Mr. Mike O'Mara,
yes.
Radio God, walked in this morning and he was late and he huffed and puffed, knocked a sound panel off the wall.
He didn't do it on purpose.
Didn't do
it's
it on
not
purpose.
Like he did it. He raged out.
He didn't rage out. He didn't. He just knocked it off.
Not hard to do, really.
Not hard to do. Cheap construction. Yes. Yeah, how dare I build this place?
We saved a fortune on glue.
Yes.
Elmer's.
So once he sat down, he raged out.
Right.
The jean shorts.
What?
Well, the Hulk.
Okay.
Broke out. Right. He turned a little green, and then
a lot worse if I had held my water.
And then the printer wasn't working, so then that was level 2. That's when we went to DEFCON 5.
And then our audio levels are just
for
crap.
The audio was just horrible.
Right.
And I sat there and I said, "Man, do I wish that Mike was still in Florida?"
Well, no. I'm so glad Mike is here. But you know what?
No, you didn't say a peep. You sat there quietly and said, "I can't wait till Daddy calms down."
And he just lied.
Yeah.
No, he just lied. I'm glad you're here. Once we get the show started,
and you're all more uncomfortable with me now. Now that I don't see you on a regular basis, you are all. I am aware of it. I'll be discussing it with Oscar. It wasn't the same. We went down to the Mac store, and it was just very uncomfortable for me. Just the conversation. First of all, I will be saying wonderful things about him because it's pretty spectacular what he did. Something you could take a few pages from.
Sure,
but at the same time,
you don't see me as a lost cause yet.
When I come in and I've got like tons, I had last minute work that I had to do.
Right,
work that I planned on doing 1 hour before the show started.
Because you plan on getting here an hour ago.
You are somebody who sits motionless. And you know, some people do busy work and like do little things. You don't. You come.
What? I'm curious where this is going.
Well, he's like Stonehenge. Like, people come to see him.
That's right.
He doesn't have to do anything. Yeah.
And also, like Stonehenge, really no useful purpose for me for over 2,000 years. Although there are theories that some time ago I was quite good and quite
there
needed.
There is a brilliance about Stonehenge. People don't understand it, but they know it's brilliant.
Shoot. I forgot to start the timer on the show.
It's all right. We have a backup.
We do. Yeah.
All right. Can we trade?
Well, we can, but then I won't know when to do the stuff.
I'll do it. I'll cue you on when I wrote that clock. Yeah. I know how to. When
he wrote the
comes.
Clock, man.
He did.
I know how to do that.
You know, actually, give me the clock that's in front of you. No. The actual outline that you have standing up in front of me. Let me just throw that in the trash.
Are you gonna?
You don't need it.
Hey! No!
I know.
No!
I thought you wrote the clock.
I don't need that. I don't need that.
He doesn't need it. Let him drive.
I do.
Really need that?
Yes.
Why do you need that?
Because I look at it.
Oh, that's just like an obsessive compulsive thing.
I need it.
You really need that?
I do.
I don't think he was really going to throw it away.
Here's your
banky.
No, thank you.
Enjoy.
Yeah. You know, the first thing he does when he does Tech 411 is he hides this.
Really?
So when I come in on like every ninth Tuesday when he does Tech 411, I say, well, where's the clock?
Right.
Where's the clock? Where's the sheet? I need it. I need to see it.
Well, I mean, it's
the same clock for the last 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. We've been doing it for a very long time, and I know roughly when the break is.
Sure.
The first one, and the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one, and all that. That's it's not that big a deal.
The important part is that it's game time, and you're in the right headspace.
Yeah, I was fine once I relieved my bladder.
That makes things a lot worse.
Listen, I know this is me popping into town and not dealing with this all the time, but for you people, I want to talk to you people that come in from the wilds of the suburban areas of Washington, D.C. You're Marylanders, you're Virginians, you people that are coming in, and then you get to our nation's capital, and there's like an 8-foot road leading into this massive city where everybody works, and you all shoehorn yourself into this, and there's no infrastructure, and there's no new infrastructure.
Certainly not.
And nothing's been built, and nothing's been improved, and people that live like really close by, with the exception of Oscar, make a tremendous amount of money.
Right.
And they're all really, it's wonderfully convenient for them, but for everybody else that's living in, Spotsylvania,
sure,
and Winchester and Waldorf,
Fredericksburg,
and Bowie and Fredericksburg and places like that. You're kill your boss today.
No.
I shouldn't say that.
And it's really not the boss's fault.
No, but it is. Here's the sense I get. This is the sense. Since I stepped off.
Hey, step off. I'm doing the hump.
The hamster training wheel, and decided that I would do some really foolish things. Completely get out of radio in totality.
Right.
Make any effort whatsoever in seeking out radio employment was put on the back burner.
Sure.
The second go around. After The Edge, I was done. I said to, I had an agent. I said, I don't need you anymore. Please go, and I will continue, and my podcast will be my sole method of income. That's how I will do it, and I will do something even dumber. I will share any revenue we get with you guys.
Yeah.
That's what I will do, and you know what? Guess what happened? I did that, and ultimately, I became a happier person.
Exactly.
Until today!
I think the quote of the morning was, guys, I don't think I can do this anymore. this might be my last show of the week. His second show of the week.
I meant like, I'm going to go get a one of those USB microphones, put it into my computer. My mother-in-law has Wi-Fi. I'll be doing that. I'll be coming to you from Manassas, Virginia tomorrow.
I'm not a remote.
If you set up the Telos, we're good to go.
I mean, it's a pretty studio. It's a very nice studio. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 2 hours and 40 minutes. Let's say you do the math.
All right.
2 hours and 40 minutes to travel 28 miles.
Okay, so what you're looking...
28 miles. Ridiculously
2 hours
small.
And 40 minutes is 160 minutes.
Yes.
So that means it took you 80 minutes to go 14 miles. It took you 40 minutes to go 7 miles.
How much... what was the average pace for a mile?
Let me...
Do that one, Mr. Yeah. SAT scores.
You can divide that.
So it's easy.
Question.
240, you said?
What? 2 hours and 40 minutes.
And 18 miles.
You know what it is. I said it. 2 hours and 40 minutes. You're stalling is what you're doing. Should have done that in your head.
I think that most of the people that are listening to your voice that have this type of commute, even if it's an hour and a half long, just you're used to it.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, when I really started to stress, when the bladder was not only killing me, but also at the same time, I was done listening to my podcast du jour, and Big O and Dukes had a brand new podcast.
Yes,
and I'm
thank
promoting
you.
Appreciate
them
that. A second Woo! Day in a row. And it's
heavy,
like
the heavy push.
I mean, it's
that.
Good because you guys, once you get away, you know, Big O and Dukes is a show for those of you that might want to be listening to it for the first time. You got to wade through a lot of inside stuff, but stick with it because once you do that, you will get that.
And the inside stuff is rewarding, though. Once you get into
the
inside
cookie of Big O and Dukes, and they do the thing, they do the opposite of what we do on this show, which is a nice little balance. So that they have a no shtick zone.
Right.
We have an all shtick zone. We have an all shtick zone on this show, but at the same time, we have, I think, for the person that might just turn it on immediately, they would probably feel a little more comfortable, a little quicker, because you got to wade through a lot of that. You know, this
you earn
these
it, though.
Legions
earn it.
Of these hangers on.
Hey, they're friends.
That, they're friends. Yeah,
friends.
They're friends, but they're tools for your show, and I mean that in the nicest possible
you mean,
way.
Useful tools, like a hammer.
So that
we
show,
all have opposable thumbs. We can use these tools.
That show ends, and then I think it was shorter than the last one that I listened. A little bit shorter, maybe a bit. And so I have, my commute was
longer.
That's what it was.
And Mike,
I didn't listen to anything. I was silent, and I was listening.
Oh, that's your problem.
Oh, I listen to. Here's my routine. I listen to the Junkies over on WJFK.
Sure,
old friends of mine, and so I listen to those guys. I listen to Big O Dudes. The Junkies early on, as soon as I turned it on, were doing an interview with a Redskin beat reporter talking about OTAs or whatever the hell they're supposed to. The training camp before the training camp.
Optional training camp.
Just, oh, God. I forget. It was just, that's moments where I go, oh, thank God I'm not on the radio station, because I couldn't do that. I couldn't sit there and talk to some snot-nosed 11-year-old beat reporter for a .com sports service that's like going, well, I think RG3 is going to be taken. And it's like, ah! So I turn that off, turn on Big O and Dukes, and then that went off. And then when that went off, I was just sitting there so seething, so frustrated with the commute that I was dealing with. It was horrible.
I got it.
Yes.
We have to give him the audiobook.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we've got it. It's been finalized.
Are we ready to make an announcement?
We'll make an announcement. We'll make an announcement.
Are we going to make an announcement?
Not anytime soon.
A formal announcement.
We'll have a formal announcement. We have a timeline and everything.
Now, I think,
but you could listen to your own book.
And yeah, but it's like listening to my own podcast. I'm not going to do that unless one of you guys has done something particularly fun that I want to repeat, that I want to hear again. If it's me, I don't like to listen to me.
I don't know, Mike. You sound pretty good when you're cruising along at 11.14 miles per hour.
11.14 miles per hour for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That is
that's almost like one of those old timey cars that you would get on in a theme park. You could come in on a golf cart.
If I was a Kenyan,
right?
If I was a Kenyan, I could run to work.
Yeah. Do you ever think of making phone calls?
You know, Mike,
if you were business.
No, I really don't.
If you were a Kenyan, you'd be pretty easy to spot, I think, when you went home to visit family. I think you would look not like most of the rest of your family.
Is that a fat joke?
No. It's just, you know.
I think
you
just called him fat.
I did not.
Fatty.
I call him fat all the time. That's the way we do it.
It's Mike the Kenyan.
But look.
Yes.
now that you've settled down and we've started the show.
Yes. I feel, no, as soon as the microphones come on, as a matter of fact, as soon as I got into the studio and I started, I didn't like doing my hour of show prep in 20 minutes.
That's what you hate.
And I also didn't like.
You hate being late.
I hate being late.
You do.
And then you guys are ready to go. And so you've got that kind of energy going in the background. And I'm hearing like chortling and laughing. And I'm like, it wasn't fair for me,
What does happiness sound like?
It wouldn't be cool for me to go, hey, shut up, I'm trying to do this here, because I don't want silence in the room. But right. I hide from my son when I'm doing that.
We had a conversation off air about this, because we don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because usually we're laughing.
Studio, by the way, this, I say a lot about the studio. The studio is remarkably comfortable. I mean,
it is.
I've been in a lot of air studios. This one, and I think other people have said
it's
that
when cozy, they came
in. It's a cozy, but yet roomy, and it's like everybody
you
can
have
see
your space.
Each other.
Yeah.
Sight lines are really good. The monitors are in a good spot. It's I really like the studio. The problem is we need to get a coat of gel coat and start on that brick over there and seal this so that we can't hear, you know, Johnny construction worker down there with his what's that
jackhammer
thing? Jackhammer. Thank you very much.
That 84 unit condo building across the street or apartment building.
Right. It will be completed somewhere in the year 2021.
Yeah, in 2016 it'll be done and we'll be in the clear.
Yeah, and you know what? It's going to be great because once that's completed,
there'll
be quiet and lots of parking.
Lots of parking.
When 168 more people are all going to CVS to park.
Now, and by the way, Mac the intern, I get done with a 2-hour and 40-minute commute.
And what do you, what's the best thing you could possibly see at that point?
This is the best thing that I see. I drive up the CVS ramp where I know there's going to be no parking.
Right.
But there's someone waiting. Someone that's just sitting lazily waiting for someone to miraculously pull out of a space.
Someone comes up with their Mucinex and they're ready to start their adventure.
And I see this man boy sitting in front of me. I don't recognize him at the moment.
Not yet.
But I say, oh, here's someone who's waiting and probably will wait, well, for as long as he needs to wait.
Of course.
No urgency. And so I spin the car around and I'm going to zip down to the parking lot across the street and I see it's our own Mac that's just waiting
there. He is.
No pleasantries were exchanged. Mac, his traditional 1 minute. I mean, he makes Oscar's tardiness, look like Oscar's Johnny Punctuality.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnny Punctuality.
Yeah, I suffer from
and
that.
And to cap it off. So I'm sorry, Mac. Mac, who, by the way, idolizes Mike and loves Mike.
Yes.
Back at you.
Is sitting. A good 6 feet away.
They've learned
from Mike.
So much from each other.
Yes.
So Mike comes in and he's huffing and puffing.
Sure.
You know. Well, can I just stop for a second? Yeah. Yesterday, I arrived at an hour before the show. And guess who I was greeted by?
Who?
Our intern, Rofo.
Yeah, Rofo.
Yeah.
An industrious
good guy.
Life.
Well, good I think
guy,
Rofo spends a lot of nights here.
Yeah,
I think he sleeps
does
here.
He may be living
thing.
In the sales pit.
No
yeah, he
way.
Might be.
He got up early and got his
there
ass in
there is one
here.
File cabinet.
He steals treats from
with
Tater.
Folded up golf shirts and jeans. I don't know if that's a change of clothes for the sales guys or Rofo.
That's right. Prowling through the trash.
Spent the whole night at Good Guys.
Probably.
Came in. Hey, good night, ladies.
So, Mac, because he loves Mike.
Yeah.
And after Mike, he could sense the tension.
Yeah.
And Mike, I don't know.
You really need a Geiger counter for that, don't you?
Yeah. I'm glad Oscar brought that up because I didn't know there was any tension.
He wanted to commiserate and back up Mike's frustration.
Exactly.
He said, I had a morning too. I understand.
Right.
And then he played his disease card again.
And he said, my Addison's disease was really bad this morning.
I wasn't having any of that today. I didn't know a rat's ass about that.
And I said, hey,
unless
Mac.
He's got like a green slime coming out of his ears. I don't give
a
rat's ass
said,
about
hey,
that today.
I said, without
blood,
missing a...
blood out the ear, blood out the nose.
I said,
he's bleeding out of every orifice.
Labored breathing. Otherwise, don't talk to me.
Mac, enough about your autoimmune disease. Mike had a tough commute.
Well, the gang's all here. And guess what? We have been rambling and rambling and rambling, and it's time
for
the mailbag.
Do we want to do this here or do we want to start?
Of course we can't do it here. We have to start the show. God damn it, Rob. Come on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What do you mean he won't release any more money? Why not?
I'm dealing with it.
I thought you said his opinion didn't matter.
It doesn't, and I'm dealing with it.
Well, you better deal fast, because we can't finish the movie without money.
Really? Because I thought we could finish it with Fruit Loops.
You're funny.
But did you tell Vince? Because he's on his way to editing.
I'm telling you, because it's your job, along with
going over budget and being short, to tell him these things.
You need to call him, because I'm walking into Lamaze class.
Nothing says you're working hard
more than Lamaze class at noon on a Wednesday, E. Thanks for nothing.
You're upset.
Upset?
He means angry.
This is the third time that you've come to me for more money.
All right, listen.
I was talking to Vince, Eric. See, I know they didn't teach you about budgets in spaghetti and meatballs class. Vinny has been on sets before, so I expected more from him.
I told you he was going to yell at me.
Yeah, but he's yelling about me. What'd you spend the money on anyway? I mean, I know it wasn't on Turtle and Craft Services.
You like the new svelte frame, huh?
You look like Karen Carpenter. What did I tell you when I gave you $100 million?
What did we tell you?
You agreed to not go over.
We told you it wasn't enough.
But you agreed to not go over.
Because you said I couldn't direct unless we agreed.
It's like when a girl asks if you want to bang her hot sister. Of course you say no. Neither of you really believes you mean it, though.
What is he doing here?
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hi there. We're coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in the heart of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are heard nationwide, worldwide, really wide at MikeOmaraShow.com. We're also on a little radio station out in Iowa called KCJJ, where they're building brand new studios because they know where to put that money. Hi, Steve Bridges. Anyway, on the air, online, worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you, and I'm talking about you, if you're here, you do too. I like playing directly to camera.
You know what I like to pretend when you're looking at the camera? I like to pretend you're talking that way to Pony because it's got the same sight line. So I thought you were really trying to charm Matt Bloom.
Let me look at Matt Bloom instead of the camera. No, I don't want to. Our show today is brought to you by HomeLight. Buying and selling a house is probably the biggest decision that you'll make in your lifetime. Love this brand new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. You need to do your buying and selling of your real estate armed with the best realtor to help you out. That's why you need HomeLight. HomeLight is the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. HomeLight's technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews to find the best agent for you. Now, you do the MBA thing. You know about analytics and data, and that's what it's all about. That is the name of the game, and they do that with HomeLight.
So, basically, if you're looking for a house in Fairfax, for example, you want to live in Fairfax, you want the school systems, you want to
find...
You want the commute, or if maybe you want just... the certain neighborhood,
right?
You want to know that,
right?
You want to know that the person you're dealing with and the realtor you have is the best at that neighborhood, has the best contacts, has sold the most homes, knows that area, right?
Yeah,
the most efficient realtor possible.
HomeLight agents are all top five producers. They're proven to sell faster and for up to a 9% higher selling price. They do this with the data. I don't know how they do it.
They
it's
do it.
Magic. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C. and all over the USA buy and sell their homes. Best of all, they're absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell a HomeLight with a HomeLight agent. So remember that. That's important. Visit HomeLight.com. Today. That's HomeLight.com. Click the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight or the HomeLight website.
Through.
Or call 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. We thank you very
absolutely
much.
Absolutely free. Check it out.
Do it. Hail, we're here. And boy, I mean, we really have gotten behind on that rant and rave.
Mike,
that I did
it's content.
And things need to be said.
Yes. Things need to be settled out.
Things need to be said.
And again, if you're keeping track at home, autoimmune diseases,
yes,
not as important as a bad commute.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, but God, if you have them both, forget about
it. Well, are you doing better now? Are you feeling a little better now that you're sitting and you're not stressed with traffic and all that?
I'm doing good.
Looks good.
I may
okay,
have,
thank you very much for the update. We appreciate that. Thank you. That's good. Thanks. Good stuff.
And grammatically, he really should say well.
Had a discussion over the weekend with that. I am well. How are you? I'm well.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
I'm well. Not I'm good.
No.
So listen.
I say I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, most people in the English language say, and they also say, where, you know, if you want to find somebody, you say, where are you at? And
yes.
Both are incorrect.
I'm well.
That's it. I am well.
I'm well, good sir.
Yeah, if you
good
say
day.
That in your, Oscar!
Yes.
Oscar, welcome to the crew practice. Yes. Welcome to the Winklevosses are here for Oscar in our study group.
Nice.
How are you, Oscar? And you say, I am well.
I am well.
I am well.
And you?
Doing good. Doing good. I'm good, NBA good.
Yeah.
good today. So we'll get to the mailbag in the next break because I don't want to. I don't want to rush things. I don't want to rush things at all. But I just want. Let me just a little quick throwaway
Please.
Right here to my mother-in-law. I promise that I will take my shoes off when I come into your condo. I promise that I will remove that. Well, yeah.
What happened?
What happened was she is. I don't want to spend hours speaking of her.
No problem.
Because my wife would get angry with me. But she's very nice to be hosting us while we are here in the D.C. area, and it's she got a new apartment, and it's beautiful with two bedrooms, and we've got our own bedroom, our own bathroom. Fantastic.
Phenomenal.
It's like having a luxury hotel, but I've noticed that with this nicer, newer digs, that there are certain things. Like, I just, for the first time since I can ever remember, and she lived in that big house at one point.
Sure, I remember.
And she said, the thing is, I was told to remove my shoes.
Oh,
now you're a wearing shoe guy around the house, aren't you?
That's usually an Asian thing, right?
That seems
a Latin
to be an
thing
Asian
was my,
thing.
My when we were younger, my dad would have us do that. But
remove the shoes.
But we would come in from playing outside. That made sense.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah. We never wear shoes in my house, but I think it has something to do with laziness. But
do you take off your shoes when you walk in?
Absolutely,
right at the front of the door.
Yeah, I hate
they're stacked
shoes.
Up.
Wait, you take your shoes off when you walk in the door?
I do.
Really?
But it's easy for him. He's wearing flip flops.
No, but sometimes. They're Birkenstocks, but sometimes, I mean, even in the winter, I don't wear shoes.
Right.
I just like to barefoot.
Do all the kids?
Yeah, I think they do.
But it's not a requirement.
No. But I invite you to if you like. I mean,
no,
I
like
want you
I
to be comfortable.
If I came to your house and I was wearing, say, a pair of loafers.
Right.
And I'm walking around
and
your
nothing
house.
Else?
If I came in,
look
no
at those.
Schtick zone.
Oh.
That's on my mind for
I thought that we were a some schtick zone.
No, we're a total
we're all
schtick.
Okay.
We're all schtick all the time.
I live in two worlds.
And explain on your other show. The no schtick zone. Where do people get called out on it if they?
Sometimes whether you're a caller or you are in the peanut gallery, you will ask you a question. You'll come up and you'll think
to be witty.
You'll have a zinger.
Oh, so you could never do like the construction of Hollywood Squares, where the answer is a funny answer followed by a more serious answer.
Right. Yes.
Right. So you would die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never been invited.
You would flat out die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd be raised on a pole and set afire.
Exactly. Exactly. So if I had loafers on and I went into your house, I'd be okay. You wouldn't freak out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's just little moments that I've been, ever since the shoes, I've been very sensitive to my.
Do you take them off or do you forget?
I forgot one day, and it was my, I bought desert boots when I was down in Florida riding my motorcycle.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They are
safety first.
They are the perfect boots for riding a motorcycle.
I didn't realize you could ride your motorcycle to 1978.
Well, desert boots are military boots.
Oh, I was thinking like
no, desert boots. Like,
I was thinking
hush
puppies.
Like the hush puppies. Oh, my God.
I knew what you were talking about.
No, they're Mike. I'd show them to you. They're incredible technology. They
that makes perfect sense.
They have the thing where you lace up, but you zip up also.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with
you. So they're for that quick deployment. But, very, very cool.
But,
very,
you know, I know, I don't run in motorcycle or military circles. So you would understand when
really?
I know it's shocking. But when I hear desert boots, I think, of course, of the popular Wallaby shoe from the Hush Puppy
Factory.
Like
Mike Brady would wear desert boots.
Exactly. Like a gum, like a lot of gum sole and a suede top.
That's what's riding motorcycles in those.
that's what surprised me.
But they are still like military style boots, and they make kind of a, you know, you can see that you have footwear on when you're wearing those.
Right.
And then I was, She has a breakfast bar where they take their meals in the apartment, and then I take my meals over by the cocktail table in the middle of the living room with the white Pit Group sofa.
Is that because of proximity to the television?
It's really because of I don't like to sit on the little, 94-pound woman, tiny little stool with my ass hanging over.
I think it's nice that she was able to get those seats from Jimmy, though.
Yes, it was.
Plus, you're used to sitting at your home.
Okay, we digress again. But
I'm sorry, but it's important.
Jimmy, Jesus Christ.
Oscar, things need to be said.
Jimmy, really? I mean, those are like something you'd see. If you cut the legs down on that, those would be the same size that kindergartners use when they go, or preschoolers use when they're doing finger. But yes.
The bar stools with the backs at the bar have backs to them.
They are metal. They've lasted a long time. But all the other ones, and, during the Johnny Rushmore concert the other night, Jimmy busted one of them.
Hey.
Did you see
over
that
someone's
online?
Head?
No, he just the whole metal rocker, like when they break things on stage.
He was able to break one of those, really?
And Gizmo and Jimmy were...
hold together.
That incredible construction.
That's amazing. That shows Jimmy's strength. He has the strength of 10 bar owners.
Every penny's going to the Buffalo Wing.
That's a Ponzi scheme. We established that yesterday. All right, we've got to do the mailbag. We will take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and this show is pure tension energy right now.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone? Right.
Yes, of course.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know, Master.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little R2 unit?
I always thought it was a space station, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes, yes. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new, and all the galaxies are talking about it.
I updated yesterday, and I simply love it.
An Android have I? Good for me, will it?
Absolutely. Both platforms. The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your galactic empire today. We love it.
Oh, give credit where credit is due. Again, Rob, who did that? That is fantastic.
That's the good work of Eric Quick. Very clever boy.
Wow, fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by SiteLock. Hey, I want to talk to you if you're smarter than me, okay? And that's a lot of you, but if you're really, really smart, you might be running your company's website or your IT security, or you might work with people who do. You want to listen to this message. How much would it cost you and your business if your website went down? A lot. Would you still have a job if you let hackers into your website? It's not a matter of if, but when. There are people that are out there doing this unscrupulous individuals that are working to hack your website each and every day. SiteLock is a company that is making this not happen. SiteLock is the global leader in website security, and they make your website fast and secure. And you see, if I was a smart guy, I might not have said making it not happen.
No.
That's really not proper English.
It's grammatically right.
You get the point. Yes. SiteLock's true speed content delivery increases your website speed by 50% on average. Plus, SiteLock's true shield firewall blocks both network and application DDoS attacks with automatic triggering, which means your site stays up and running even during an attack. They basically make you secure.
Yep.
And nothing beats their 24/7 US-based phone support. Don't be the next company that's in the news for being hacked. You may not recover from it. Call or visit SiteLock.com today. To get your first month of SiteLock free, just go to SiteLock.com, click on the banner in the top right-hand corner, and enter TMOS. That's SiteLock.com. Click the banner and enter TMOS. And Oscar, you wanted to throw something in there?
I want to add this. There are a lot of people out there that need help with security, right?
Yeah, IT security.
So look at this IT security as a virtual assistant.
Yeah.
And you have a virtual assistant that is helping you so you don't have to deal with the majority of this aspect of the job.
Yeah, it's a big guy that's standing there with the guns, making sure they don't get to you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He's there at your door, and nobody's going to mess with you. Call him right now, 844-598-0600. That's 844-598-0600. Well, I have been talking about me. We've been talking about Mac. We've been talking about everybody. But it's more important that we deal with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh. One, right. One time. Lunchtime.
Oh, by the way,
bagels.
On the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour this week, we're playing a game, right?
Yeah, it's the return of Cards Against Humanity.
Ooh, Cards Against Humanity should be a lot of fun. All right, let's get right to the mailbag. Exactly 1 week ago, Kaya King. No, Kaya Frank Downing had birthday number 42. Now she is the age that Elvis was when he died. Wow.
I love that.
It's morbid. Good work, Kaya. Sincere felicitations to Debbie Hodgson, the perfect mom of the perfect family, perfectly boxed. At age 45.
Mm.
Yeah. Tomorrow, that's her birthday.
Yeah.
Ooh. Kate Sullivan Thomas has a birthday this Friday, and she'll be celebrating in the land of the three name people. Happy birthday, Kate Sullivan Thomas, Sacco and Vanzetti.
That's right. Her and Anthony Michael Hall, all the three name people.
Dan Hughes has a birthday next week and claims that he hasn't slept since he found out that he was in Key West at the same time as Mike and Oscar. Well, there was another guy that was in Key West that saw me, like, on the road the day after Oscar and I were partying together.
Really?
And, like, beeped his horn. I told that story,
right? Yeah, yeah.
And so maybe that, I don't think it's the same guy. Maybe it is.
Did he look sleep-deprived? Because apparently this guy's not sleeping.
Scary. Well, perhaps just pull up to the bar and drink an IPA. Matthew writes, I'd like to wish my new friend Heather, Ms. Hostility Gonzalez.
Ah, one of Oscar's.
A happy birthday. I can't disclose her age because ladies don't like that.
We're passionate people.
You are.
I'd also like to thank her for introducing me to the world of roller derby and the great community it brings.
Mike, that's the kind of letter that was sort of on the bubble onto whether or not it would have inclusion. But when someone talks about the great community of roller derby, I think it's important we get the word out there.
Yeah, and now, I remember in a land long ago, far, far away, there might have been an individual that worked on this show that was experimenting with that roller derby community.
Sure.
Right?
Well, it's a great community, Mike, and a welcoming one. A
lot of piercings, right?
Sure.
Tattoos.
Tattoos.
Sexy women.
And, yeah. I think almost like a goth feel.
Maybe a little hipster.
I don't know about goth. Hey, hipster, yes.
Maybe hipster thing going on
and
there.
And muscular.
Yeah. Well, it's tremendous community.
Great community. Roller derby.
Hi, guys. Next letter says, I need your help. I share my birthday with Bob Dylan. May 24th, and I can't stand him. Anything you guys can do to cheer me up this year. Thank you, signed a loyal listener who is proud of his VIP penis, Mark Levy. Levy.
Levy.
I'm so sorry. Drove my Chevy to the levee. Well, I'll do a little Bob Dylan doing American Pie.
Okay, very good.
Long, long time ago, back in Indiana, Moody Bay. February made me shiver. They don't want to live. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I went about it with a rise. Something set me deep inside. The day, the music.
Da-da-da-da-da-ding. That was nice.
Thank
Bob
you.
Bob Dylan.
Thank you very much. happy birthday, Mark Levy.
Levy,
enjoy.
Yeah.
Here's our next letter. Hello, men. Not only do I buy oodles of old movies, spaghetti westerns, film noir, John Wayne, Henry Fonda, etc., I tend to order about 95% of them through the portal at the TMOS homepage.
Nice.
Why? Because I'm an old queen of the Spiewak variety, of course, and I believe in giving back. Good day to you, sirs. I said good day. Well, that's nice. Just letting us know.
And you know what?
He buys old movies.
If you want old movies, there's no better place to go than Amazon. Appreciate they have everything.
That's Rick Drace. Rick Drace, if you're ever heading down to the beach, I recommend stopping off at the Whitehall Inn. And Rick Drace and family enjoying some of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. P.S., Rick Drace says, if need be, someone can explain to Oscar what spaghetti western and film noir are. Just saying. I'll handle spaghetti western.
Wouldn't it be more fun if he told us?
What is a spaghetti western?
Well, this is the problem. I always thought they had to do with some Italian type of movies that were...
You're not
not far,
far
away. Off,
you're,
yeah.
you're actually you're not a far away from it.
Right? Yes, and it had nothing to do with food.
No,
I know that for sure.
No, they were westerns made by Italian directors in Italy.
Ah.
I think they were made by Italian
Eventually,
directors.
Eventually, they
right?
were made here, but they were all sort of rooted in Sergio Leone's style. And he is an Italian director.
And he was an Italian director. And the most famous would be probably The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Or Dirty Harry.
Not Dirty Harry, neither dirty. Spaghetti nor Western.
No,
but you're close.
Wow, wow.
What you got on film noir?
This
will be good.
And Rob, you'd be able to help me because I took that course and I forgot it.
Film noir?
Mm-hmm.
It's a genre?
It is.
It's a style of filmmaking.
It is. I'll give you a hint. It actually translates from French, meaning black film.
Oh, okay. Oh, jeez.
Don't make the obvious joke,
say,
Oscar.
No. I was going to say New Jack City, but that would have been hacked.
Hello, Mr. Minute.
No. Eddie Anderson, Mike.
I don't know. I have no guess.
They are largely detective films, but they are...
Oh, like The Pink Panther.
No, further back than that. Dark movies, and they normally are about a man who is predestined to have a bad ending. There's usually a femme fatale, a woman that takes him down. Oh. And they are they're very dark, black and white, stylistic movies.
I'm not. I'm not into black and white.
Think Humphrey Bogart.
Casablanca.
That's not really noir, more Maltese Falcon. But you're there. You're there. You'll
Maltese
know what
Falcon.
Get the bird.
Is that Sydney Greenstreet?
Sydney Greenstreet. Yeah. What does he say in my favorite? He says, on refugees alone, we could make a fortune.
all right. That's enough of that. Rick Drace, enjoy. Good morning, fellas. Our next letter. My husband, Marco Garcia's 35th birthday was on Memorial Day. Yes, I was a sea wife and forgot to send in his birthday request.
What a good act.
Isn't that great when a lady writes that?
Yeah.
Although I detest that word, it should give him a laugh.
Yes,
that's right, ma'am. Marie Garcia, you were a sea wife.
Yes. Yes, she was.
I'm taking advantage of the moment. We are both huge fans of the show. Please wish him a happy belated birthday on behalf of our two sons and myself. He is an amazing father and husband, and we are so lucky to have him. Thanks, Marie Garcia. So it's M-A-Mary?
I think it's Mary. I think it's just Mary, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. If it's Mary, it ought to be M-A-R-Y.
What do you expect? She's a C.
Okay, thank you.
Jesus.
Mary Garcia. Thank you. God bless. I know you guys hate downer letters, so I'll make it quick. Your show has helped me through two dark times. 20 years ago, the Don and Mike show helped me as a teenager when my mom had a heart attack. Oh, that's horrible. Last week when I lost my mom at a too young 64. Oh, my
wow.
God. That sucks. Your show was there as a marvelous distraction from the sadness as it had been on my way to and from the hospital on almost a daily basis for 3 years. Thanks, and know that your joke making has an impact. That's from Oliver. P.S. I am one of your black listeners. We do exist, really.
Exactly.
Thank you, Oliver. And you know, not many brothers named Oliver, right?
No, I don't think so.
As far as that's not true. That was very racist, what I just said, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably... all right, let's...
How
let's,
do you know?
Let's pull
How
one,
many brothers do
let's,
you know?
Let's pull a famous... all right now. I asked the room. Pull a famous black Oliver right now.
Oh, man. I don't know enough to know.
I'm not asking personally. I'm talking famous black actors.
Maybe Ossie Davis's real name is Oliver, and Ossie is a nickname.
Oh, for God's sakes, that's not right. No,
okay.
No, that's not going to
well,
work.
Well, I got closer than anyone.
Anyone in the room? No one.
I
see,
no one.
I was right. next letter.
Just the wrong crowd.
Friends, my girlfriend and I just spent a long weekend checking out downtown Denver. Great sightseeing, great food, and a lot of walking. When we were ready to chill out back at the hotel, I showed her the Next Issue app on my iPad. Once she saw it, I didn't get my iPad back the rest of the weekend. The interface is very slick. Yes, it is.
It's beautiful.
It's functional and intuitive. The magazine sex selection is awesome. Best thing about this company when we started doing spots for them, Next Issue's list of magazines, which is really, if you're going to have a magazine app that's going to put them on your smartphone or your tablet, you got to have the numbers, and they have tons of magazines. Outdoors, business, food, entertainment, including the back issues, which she loved. It's a hit with me, a hit with her, and more than likely, I'll be purchasing an iPad for her so I can have mine back. Good one, guys. Take care. That's from David. We're
Thanks,
moving
David.
Right along through all these right now. Hi, guys. It won't take long, but I have a request I'd like to make. I work at a trauma hospital as a clinical scientist. It's summer, and people are enjoying the weather and staying extra busy. People who give blood on a semi-regular basis tend to get distracted and forget to donate. This is a critical time as there are more car accidents, accidents around the home, you'd be surprised how many people fall off ladders, and traumas from people being more active. This has led to a... I was just going to say, not in the Spiewak household. Is that right?
No.
Summer doesn't change that. No active...
We have a ladder. No,
the only change is that it goes from heat to air conditioning.
That's right. We have a ladder. We do have a ladder. It's in the garage. It hangs on the wall.
This has
to fall off that ladder, you'd have to hang on the wall yourself.
This has led to a serious shortage. And so my favor is this. Can you please take just a brief moment to ask your listeners to take a moment from their busy lives to donate? A single donation can save multiple lives. Well, man, there's a pitch for you, and you're doing it. Yeah. You have the greatest audience, and I know it will help immensely. Thank you for the show, and I hope you guys have a wonderful summer. Amber Boggs Goucher.
Yeah, it's great. When Robert went through all his stuff, we never had to bat an eye that there was always going to be blood there for him. And I give blood occasionally, not enough, but it's very important. So please do it. Please do it.
I gave blood this morning to this show. Gentlemen,
ounces and quarts.
I have wanted to ask this favor for a while now. Another favor, but didn't feel worthy. While I have used the TMOS code for Sherry's Berries, Harry's, and Pro Flowers and shopped Amazon through the show page, I had still not yet purchased the bonus show package. Shame!
Oh, this is a bad
shame
thing.
On thee.
Shame.
With Mike's recent offer to do a show naked, I felt it was a horrible time to purchase the package.
Sort of the reverse effect.
Yeah.
Despite that potential horror, I just bought it anyway.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, since I feel worthy, here's the favor I need. For 3 years now, the only thing I have asked of my wife for my birthday was to hear my name in the mailbag. For the third year in a row, she disappointed me.
Yeah.
I hate these letters when the guy has to send his own birthday request.
She's very busy. She fell off a ladder.
Could Oscar and Mike give her a pep talk to ensure that this is the last year I am disappointed on my big day? I know Rob is too emasculated by Carrie to give a proper wife pep talk.
He obviously knows
the
show.
So Mike and Oscar can handle this one. Thanks, guys, and I love the show. Been a fan since the early 1990s. Kevin Hi-Ho Silver. Well, here's the problem, Kevin. This is coming from Mike. You did not include a first name of the little lady. And
That's right.
It really is helpful when you're giving a pep talk. But I would simply say to her, Mrs. Silver.
Lady Silver.
Mrs. Silver, really, can we maybe take one day? How about just an hour and make it not about you, which it is all the time.
That's
it's
right.
Always about you. Make it about Kevin. Kevin works for you. He slaves for you. He's a good father. He's a wonderful provider. Do for him. All right? He'd do the same for you.
Do for others, Mike.
I'd say, listen, Toots, if you want...
That's film noir.
If you want your man to take care of you, you got to do the simple things.
Yes.
If you want that glass ceiling to break open so you can... get on the computer and shoot emails and Facebook away. Take a moment to help out your man.
Right. And just remember, there is really no fish in selfish. Okay.
You know, if
right
she treats him well, she might get the silver bullet tonight. You know what I mean?
And see, the guy you said was emasculated came in with a tip in on that one. The silver bullet. Second to last letter. Hey, boys.
An ultimate.
Despite the letters taking the blame last week, I believe I was responsible for last year's birthday blow-up with my Garrison Keillor request. Whoops.
This guy.
My 41st birthday was May 26th. I am sorry about last year. Sad trombone. Don't have it with me on this trip.
Awful birthday.
Sincerely, Jeremy Boss, Swedesburg, Iowa. Will Jeremy have a... Jeremy... just for you, Prairie Home Companion with Jeremy Boss. Just want to say, have a happy birthday. Try Mrs. Swede's Biscuits, Mrs. Swedesburg's Iowa Biscuits, made from delicious Bridges Flour. Bridges Flour available in Swedesburg, Iowa, where they've been made the same way for over 45 years. All right, there we go.
What
Thank
a historical
you.
Footnote he is.
Wonderful, isn't it?
He ruined the entire segment for years to come.
And our final intro, I'm sorry, final letter here. Sorry, it says intro here. I guess I have to do an intro. On May 24th, I, Todd Erdman, which still rhymes with Turdman, will turn 36, cousin. With an upcoming wedding and an impending child, yikes. I hate yikes.
I know you do.
with the nation's most up-and-coming DJ, Matthew Boom Boom Bloom. Please talk up What Is Hip by Tower of Power and let me know that everything will be all right. Thank a million and 27, Todd Erdman. And so I guess this is going out to Todd, Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to talk up What Is Hip by Tower of Power, one of my favorite songs.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Matt Bloom, Pony Boy.
77 WABC. Bubbling over with.
Hey, 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 you're listening to Tony Boom Boom Bloom, and I got a special message for Todd Birdman. It's going to be all right, buddy. Hang in there. You're going to be just as hip as whoever it is that sings this song. It's a great song. What Is Hip? Starting now. Now? Now.
Should we applaud for that?
Yeah, I'll give a clap for that.
Mac, now.
Mac, would you like to try a talk up? Would you like to do it? Come on.
Come on,
you,
Mac.
You can give it a try.
We can get you headphones.
There we go.
It's like a radio show.
There we go.
And who knows? This may be the last time you ever get a chance to do this.
Yeah, that's very, very exciting.
It's the whole autoimmune thing going on.
It's the Mike McIntosh Show. Very, very, very good. All right. This is What Is Hip. Rob's looking for another jingle for you right now.
Well, no, he can talk up the same record.
Yeah, same record. Yeah, same record. Absolutely.
And you can hear okay?
I can hear okay.
All right, very good. Here we go.
Going out to Todd Erdman.
WABC.
Hi, this is Mac McIntosh, the guy with Addison's disease, and many others. I'm here today on a very bad morning, but it was a great morning seeing Mike in person. I am feeling fine now, and I've got my Gatorade.
No idea how to do that. That was perfect.
You know what?
That is a hard talk.
Yeah, it is. It comes in, soft and on a weird beat.
Give him Still the One by Orleans. I always ask for it. Is that handy for you?
I think I can find it.
Will you be able to do that?
Well, yeah, give him that cord.
Okay, here's your cord.
Chords.
Yeah.
What was it? Mac McIntosh is a pretty good DJ name.
Mac McIntosh, terrific DJ name. And we'll have the two dueling DJs do an easier one. Because
I was shocked by
it. All right, are you guys ready? Who goes first this time?
Pony Boy Bloom.
All right.
Pony Boy.
Boom, boom, bloom.
Okay.
Boom, boom, bloom. Right,
I like when DJs share headphones. That's how you used to work with Don, wasn't it?
Yeah, but yes, absolutely. We shared. He'd talk, I'd use them. He'd talk, I'd use So this is great. I kind of enjoy the boom, boom, bloom.
I do too.
I'm kind of digging that.
All right, you can really make that talent flower.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, here we go, Pony.
That's right.
All hits all summer long on WABA.
Hey, Tony Boom Boom Bloom here. It's another great morning. I'm not the guy with Addison's disease, but that's all right, because he's about to do a terrible talk up right now. And you're all going to love it, because you're still the one.
So close.
Oh, my God.
Almost perfection. All right, very good.
Wow.
All right, are you ready, Mac McIntosh?
Yeah, I hate this.
All right, no, you got this.
No, this is fine. And remember, if you hit the post, we'll give you the copay.
Helped him do this
all right, here
before.
We go. Mac McIntosh, right now, it's an appeal to get laid, okay?
Nice.
Ladies out there, I'm Mac McIntosh. You know, contact me, reach out, touch me, take care of me. You know, the whole thing, you have abs.
And you have to have a closer.
Yeah, write that for him.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't have abs, he has ads.
Yes.
For Addison's. Well, something like, won't you be my number one?
Yeah.
I want you to be my number one.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, here you go. You ready, Max?
Yes, let's go.
All right, here we go.
WMAL AM 63, the number one voice in Washington.
Mac McIntosh back again. How are you all doing today? I am looking for a lady. I just trimmed my hair, trimmed my beard. I'm looking good. I've got major six.
All right.
Not his best work. Really not sure what we can do with that.
Do you want to give them another song, one last song, and then we'll
give
them
a contemporary song.
A contemporary
song? Maybe they'll remember when the actual song comes
You know,
out.
He won't. Yeah. He won't at all. It's just not in
you
him.
You can. Yeah, there are people less talented than you have done this. They have done this.
Yeah.
Cool?
Yeah.
Okay, he will.
And we're going to try, this is from the main. This is actually on the charts right now.
All right. Very good. Let's see what it looks like.
Mac, emphatic.
What happens.
This is Mac McIntosh, all right?
I'll try.
That's good.
All right.
I'm so defeated.
Okay. I want energy.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Pretend like this is the last time you'll ever be able to do this.
Very good.
And you know what? It should be very easy to pretend that.
Absolutely.
All right.
WDRC. Hartford.
It's Mac McIntosh back again. Here talking to you guys. I just can't improv. I don't know what I'm doing up here. I suck at this. I don't know how to do it. And what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Kind of.
He hit one of the posts.
Drum posts,
yeah,
sort
yeah,
of.
Drum
yeah.
posts. All right. Yeah. Better. Let's have Pony clear the palate.
One yes, I think so, yeah, because I literally have had
that's tough.
All of the energy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, all that tension that has been driving yeah. the show for like three quarters of the program, I am sitting here just, it's been killed.
Mike, all the water is out of the inflatable pool.
Absolutely.
The grass is soggy because
absolutely.
We've drained the inflatable pool.
Oh, my God.
All right, here
bring
we go.
Bring us home, Pony.
Here we go.
WDRC in Hartford, where the fun is.
Hey, Tony Boom 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 here. I had no idea what the song is going to be. I'm not quite sure what this is, but that's all right. It's another one of Rob's weird boy band songs that his daughter gives him every day to take to work. That's all right. He's flicking me off. That's okay. After you guys, here's this band. God damn it.
It's the main, Pony. It's the main.
The main. Oh, that's where Mike's going.
Can I do it? Can I try the modern
you
one?
You want to do the main?
Please.
Hey,
right.
That's where Mike's going.
Right.
Here we go.
Listen and learn. Learn and listen. The facts are fun on WWDC.
Tommy McFly get together on a Wednesday afternoon. How you guys doing? Don't forget, I'll be down to the Chili Cook-Off this weekend. Want to see all of you. Should be a good time. Everybody should enjoy it. Here's one of my favorites. I hope you like it as much as I do. This is the main. And speaking of the main, right now I'd like you to drain my main vein. Yeah, wouldn't that be a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Come by the studio. I'll get off in about 3 hours. Love to see you with my main vein. Oh, it's another one. Another post. Fantastic. Here's the main on
Three posts.
Oh, my God. Okay, we have just enough time to kill that music.
All righty.
Let me just get that off. Really, really quick pet peeve. This has been out there for a long time. It is not anything that anybody hasn't seen. I'm not alone in hating this, but let me see if I can articulate this the best way. Last night, surfing social media, watching the hockey game, the Rangers started to kick the crap out of Tampa. I lost interest, and so I was diving in, and on Facebook, I see it was written this way. They're always written this way. It's like, I didn't think this could be possible, but then I had to try it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And so you see a noodle, and it's a pool noodle, like one of those styrofoam noodles.
Sure.
And it was something along those lines. Yeah. Once I saw this, I had to try it myself. And they're all like those kind of posts that you see from people. They say, what you see this person do, will you will not believe it. And then it's something completely lame-ass
crappy.
That
drives me crazy. It says, 14 things you can... You know what they'll say? They'll say, 14 life hacks. Number 7 will blow your mind.
That was a weird trip.
And you know what? Number 7 does not blow my mind. Yeah. It sucks.
Now, Johnny Metric, let me ask you this, okay? Oscar Santana is Johnny Metric. I will say, what it is
it's a call to action.
These are, but they're buzzwords and catchphrases specifically designed
to create engagement.
To create engagement, so people are going to go there and
same
do that.
Thing when I'm on some of my adult sites where, where it says,
only some of them, Mike.
Right.
She couldn't breathe. That's and then I'll click through. Like, I'll click through.
Yeah.
That, right?
That's your.
You see what happened?
She couldn't breathe. Oscar's watching.
Well, because I want to make sure she's okay.
The reason that she couldn't breathe, Mike, is that number 7 blew her mind.
I swear. I'm surprised that federal authorities have not knocked on the door.
I mean, they're all role playing.
I'm really, really surprised.
Yeah, Mike,
like, can you come to the door, please?
come on.
Okay. Autoerotic asphyxiation porn.
No.
Is that what it is? The way it is.
So, Oscar's keywords, can't breathe.
So
I'm in.
So
What this person did with this noodle blows my mind. And so I click on it, knowing at this point I'm not getting duped here.
Right.
That's not what I'm upset about. I said, Carla, here's another one. Here's another one of these. Oh, you've got to try this. And
does
what
she
it
even
was,
listen to you when you say that, or is she just rolling her eyes?
No, she got pissed at it, too. Okay. Because we've all gotten a little fed up with, because it's more and more. The two things that I have to get some software, get some sort of app that will filter out on my social media. Number one is the Kardashians. I've talked about the problems that I have with that.
Right on.
And that, I think there actually is an app that can filter out Kardashians.
There is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because really, when I go to my Yahoo News, that's how I get my, when I'm just surfing, it's just one of my go-tos. And it's Kendall Jenner, Kylie Jenner, Chris Cooper, whatever the hell it is, all the K's and that. And so I hate that. And the other thing is this type of crap. So Carla hates it as much as I do. And what it is this guy cuts up a noodle, one of these little pool noodles that float in the pool. He runs like some sort of string through it.
Mm-hmm.
He ties it around a plastic container, that you would put records in.
Sure.
You know those kind of, I don't know
exactly
what they call it.
A crate.
Like one of those plastic crates. Yeah. And then he secures the noodle, like they're little pontoons, and puts ice and beer in it and floats it in a pool.
Like a bucket.
Like everybody's going to go, wow!
And you know what? Judging from the quality of that project, I'm guessing he might have floated in a pool, but he was more likely floating it in a river.
Yeah. Okay. Carlos said the same thing.
Yeah.
That is pure redneck.
Yeah. It's like,
above ground pool.
A floating cooler. You know? Oh, my God. Look at this. Look what we made. You get one of those fancy catalogs. You spend $300 for that
thing. By the way, I don't wish to pee on anybody's Wheaties, but isn't the cheapest cooler ever made a styrofoam cooler
that would float anyway? Automatically.
Right.
Automatically. So, anyway, I just wanted to say S-A-D on that one. That's all. That's all. As Miranda would say from that lovely movie that I like so bad about fashion. Miranda from The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, yes.
That's all. Thank you. Watch that movie if you get a chance. It's the sensitive me. All right? Hey, everybody, we're going to take you to break right now. Hey, Mac, let me show you how it's done, everybody. Yeah, one of the great old ones, Stevie Wonder. Rob got a chance to see him just a short time back. What an incredible show that was. He sings like a nightingale, just like it was yesterday. Stevie Wonder on WABA. Looking back on when I we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We were just talking about it during the mailbag, but we'll tell you again.
Yeah.
We are in love with Next Issue, ladies and gentlemen. It's like Netflix for magazines, only better. All your favorite magazine titles with unlimited and instant access all in one place and right at your fingertips. All the latest issues and even back issues delivered right to your phone or tablet. It's like carrying a newsstand in your pocket. And one of the things we talk about, this is the best part of it, the numbers of magazines they have.
Amazing.
Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, Details, Vogue. It just goes on and on and on. We love it. I know you love it, Oscar.
Mike, this week I said, let me find something that's out of my wheelhouse. Not cars, not business. I went to Food and Wine Magazine. And you know what I found? And
what?
It's like, if you're looking for the cover, it's this month. It's hashtag how is summer, right?
Sure.
And they give you different ideas to cook and grill out this summer. And one of their biggest ideas is a Pitmaster Secret to Ribs on the Grill. Give you the recipe, walks you through what you should do.
Nothing harder than cooking ribs on the grill, and that'll tell you how to do it.
Can't go wrong. Awesome. Food and Wine is available on Next Issue.
Next Issue plans start as low as $9.99. Just remember, go to nextissue.com/TMOS. Sign up today for your free trial. That is a $15 savings. This is a great deal, but it's only available if you go to nextissue.com/TMOS and sign up today. That's nextissue.com/TMOS. Ooh. Wow, what happened? Oh, you took it, Rob. Sorry about
plug
that.
Back
there
in.
We go. I got to plug it back in.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Sorry did we miss a break?
I don't know.
I don't think we missed a break. I thought you had the clock in front of you.
I don't have a clock.
Oh.
I don't have the clock.
I'm totally confused.
I think we're good.
We're good? Okay, good.
Right. Let me start it again. Here we go.
News.
Can you turn that up a little bit, please? Thank you very much. Here we go.
News.
News.
Thank you. All right, I am totally confused. I have totally lost my place in the show. Now, I have
where we do the news.
I've read a number of commercials today.
Yes.
And now you said, do you think we missed a break?
We should have two commercials left if we're in the right place right now.
We do.
Okay, good.
We do.
Okay, so we're doing one after the audio bomb?
Mike, yeah, this is when we do the news and you read your stories.
Right.
No, he knows that.
Right, so I just did the next issue commercial.
Right.
And, done. And then, yes, what are, what are you reaching out for?
Make sure you have the right ones.
He's going to organize it for you.
Well, no,
you.
Then I already read the sponsorship for the news.
Yes.
And then I will do the news.
Yes.
And then I will have a sponsorship for Rob's Audio Vault.
Mm.
And that's how that will work.
Yes.
Okay, now you just handed me back that in the order that I had it. In and then so we will be doing another little message after that. Is that true?
Well, the way
it Tony,
works.
Where are we?
We are at the news. We just did the next issue.
Yes,
right.
And we're gonna have
a sponsor for the Audio Vault.
Mm-hmm. And then normally we go home after that.
Right.
That's normally how that
but
works.
But is there one more after that?
We've never had. Well, we have.
Well,
but
we bumped one to the front, but we did skip over something.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we skipped a break.
We skipped a break.
We've got
so
two.
It's not really news time, it's another break?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, then,
okay.
Let me just say, the news is also brought to you by FanDuel.com.
Perfect.
FanDuel is changing the way people play fantasy baseball and making it more fun and more exciting than ever. That's because FanDuel.com is the leader in one-day fantasy sports leagues with immediate cash payouts and entry fees that start at just $1. No season-long commitment. This was my commute. I'm sorry. My fault. No upfront fees for FanDuel, so we love it. Over 1 million FanDuelers have already won real money. If you happen to need 2.5 million reasons to care about baseball this season. How about this? FanDuel.com is handing out more than $2.5 million
wow.
every single day, all summer long, but you can't win if you don't play. Forget waiting 6 months to win a league. FanDuel.com lets you play today and win tonight, so sign up now. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use our code TMOS and sign up today. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com, where every day is a new season, and do it now!
News!
News!
Boo. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There it is! Like a well-oiled machine.
You know what I love? At the beginning of the show, we were all yelling at each other about knowing the clock.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean,
that wouldn't have
helped me at all.
We jinxed ourselves.
Oprah placed highest among celebrities on the Forbes list of the 100 most powerful women. She came in 12th. The other celebs on the list are Beyoncé.
Oh, Beyoncé.
Not to be confused with her sister. Ellen DeGeneres, Angelina Jolie, Sofia Vergara, Taylor Swift, Shakira, and Greta Van Susteren.
Wow.
If she counts, so they're very powerful. I guess that would be influence and money and combination of both.
Yeah. Doreen didn't make it?
Huh?
Doreen Gensler
did not make it, but Barbara Harrison was on the list.
Always.
Great to be back in the nation's capital.
I bet.
A man from Kenya named Felix Kiprono is offering a massive dowry for Malia Obama's hand in marriage. This is what he's offering. 70 sheep, 50 cows, and 30 goats. Do you think that, over in the White House with Barack Obama and all that racist crap that he endured with people saying, Barack Hussein, he's Kenyan, he's not even American. Do you think he just looks up to the sky and goes, oh dear, this story does not help me with these people.
This doesn't bode well.
Malia is only 16. It's unclear how old Felix is, but he's a lawyer.
Oh, it's good.
With a huge amount of livestock. So let's just say he's got a few years on her. Felix hopes to make his offer to President Obama personally when he visits Kenya in July. And he insists that his love is real and that he's not after the family's money and that they would lead a, quote, simple life. He says he'll teach Malia how to milk a cow and cook traditional porridge and sour milk the other women do there. I guess it must be a combination thing.
I would think so.
That's interesting. Quote, I will propose to her on a popular hill in Beruti near my father's land where leaders and warriors are crowned.
Oh, it's a popular hill.
The place is called Kapkatat. Which
what,
means
what's it called?
It's spelled Kapkatet.
Oh, that's a good hill.
I will propose to her on the mountain called Kapkatat.
what?
It means victory. Felix claims he's been interested in Malia, okay, since 2008. All right, now that's getting that gets into the creep zone right there. Absolutely.
But
it's
I think it's nice that he values her. She's a real 30-goat girl.
30-goat girl. Yes, sir. There's something addicting about a good smell. Ah, isn't that right? Yes, sir.
Certainly in this studio.
Which makes it even more confusing that I only shower like once every 3 days. No, I shower every day. A new survey found that, I might have been earlier for work if I had just foregone the shower today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A new survey found that these are the 10 smells people love most, and it also has the 10 smells that we hate the most.
Mm. Oh, excellent.
Would you want the bad ones or the good ones?
Start with the good ones.
All right, the 10 favorite smells are... freshly baked bread. Mm. Am I right, Mac McIntosh, huh? Is there anything better than that? Bacon, fresh cut grass, coffee, a cake baking. The ocean. I love the ocean.
Ocean is a great smell.
Clothes right out of the dryer. Very nice. Unless, of course, you didn't use any detergent and they are vomit-soaked clothes.
Yes, soiled, Mike. These clothes are still soiled. Now they're hot and soiled.
Meat cooking.
Because, Mike, the dryer will release the smell with its heat.
Meat cooking. Only if it's human.
Oh God!
Fried food and fresh flowers. Those are the favorite
smells. I'm not sure I go with fried food. Do you like the smell of fried food?
If it's good fried food, I do.
Okay, I can see that.
I got it the other day somewhere. I forgot where I was, but it smelled good.
Fried chicken,
funnel cake.
I could not eat it. The 10 smells we hate are garbage cans.
True.
Amen to that. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah. Am I right, ladies? Garbage, right?
Drains.
Drain.
Like an inside drain or like a sewer
drain? Like if there's a drain even in the sink, in the kitchen sink, and you've got some foodstuffs in there, it can smell like a rotten tooth.
Do you know it's a great way to keep your drain smelling fresh, Mike?
What's that?
Is run a lemon rind through your garbage disposal.
Oh, really?
It'll release the citrus oils and really wake up the smell of your kitchen.
Thank you, Ina. Body odor, sewage, vomit, spoiled milk, rotting food, public bathrooms, dirty diapers, and old shoes. Although dirty diapers, being around those recently with my son, it's just too cute to be grossed out.
What if there are diapers on senior citizens, Mike?
Just give me a moment. That's fine.
Oh, no.
The survey also found 3/4 of us have smells that make us nostalgic, and 84% of us try to keep our homes smelling good.
So only 84%? What is the 16% doing? Not flushing?
Only
84%. The other, F it. Melissa McCarthy has some thought for you plus size girls. Here's her quote. Malls segregate plus size. It's an odd thing that you can't go shopping with your friends because your store is upstairs hidden by the tire section. It's like, we'll put you gals over there because we don't want to see you and you probably don't want to be seen. The good news is Melissa has a line of clothes for a broad range of women debuting in August at stores like Nordstrom's, Bloomington, and it's Nordstrom, not Nordstrom's.
Nordstrom, yeah.
Bloomingdale's and Macy's, as well as on melissamccarthy.com. I didn't know that.
I watched clips from her movie Spy, trying to find a show open. Boy, there's just not 60 funny seconds in that movie. I really tried, Melissa. Sorry.
I'll be surfing melissamccarthy.com today.
Yeah, you will. Oh,
thank you very much. Can I have a little louder on my thanks, Ace? There you go. Would have been funnier. At the start... It will include about 80 pieces in sizes 4 to 28 with prices ranging from $59 to $159.
What's the top size there?
It's a 4 to, to 28.
Mm.
There you go.
28.
That's right.
You look like a 28 to me. And then she gets knocked down the stairs.
You know, it's Mike, it's really not fair because in other lines, I'm only a 26. These are sized so small.
If they're anything like Melissa wears, they're going to be flashy. So that's very, very cool. This number seems enormous and just right. A new study found the average parent posts 973 photos of their child on social media before they turn 5. Maybe guilty. Carla might be guilty of that.
Nice to have them.
But
nice
record. It's fun.
And you know what? I think
that.
Of those pictures as like almost in a cloud because it stores them for you. It's a backup of them.
And I have a terrible time with that. I could do a whole show about my inability to get my pictures from my phone onto the cloud, onto my computer.
Someone wrote me a private message. They said, hey, when you were doing that bit about Mike never being in little Michael's pictures... He said that he's friends with both you and Carla.
Right.
And there's only a handful of pictures you're in. you've been away.
I'm not.
You've been away.
It's really going to, and you know what? He's going to, am I right, Oscar? He's going to need those pictures someday.
Oh, come on.
To have the memory.
Yeah.
To have the memory of the man that's like in the cemetery.
And Mike will need them framed for the service.
Absolutely.
My dad worked abroad as a young man. He was always away. According to the picture.
Did you have a father? Anyway, the study found the majority of parents have no idea what those sites or even other people might be legally allowed to do with those photos. Who cares? 46% say they've only checked the privacy settings on Facebook and other social networks once or twice, and 17% have never checked at all. I got news for you. If you're on Facebook and you got to check privacy settings, get off Facebook.
Exactly.
I mean, right. Really. I mean, I just be aware of that. And now a little something-something. 24-year-old Paul Benson of Belfast, Northern Ireland, robbed a grocery store earlier this year, and he must have forgotten what he was wearing. He was wearing a Manchester United soccer jersey that he'd customized with his own name on the back.
He's a smart one.
When the police were looking at the surveillance footage, they got a clear shot of Benson on the back of his jersey and able to link the robbery to him. He just pleaded guilty to theft and got 12 months of probation, and I got a chance to do the governor from Benson for no particular reason. Got to turn me up a little bit
okay,
here.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Benson. That's it. That's all I got.
Do you remember who played him?
No.
James Noble.
James Noble.
So here is Mike doing James Noble.
Oh, you better come down to the library, Benson. Thank you. One of the worst impressions I've ever done.
Well, Mike, it's accurate, just Thank not you. So useful.
All right, so we're all caught up now, right?
We are indeed.
All right, we'll take a break. I totally lost my place. I wrote that clock. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Paul Bloom,
and I'm Benjamin Bloom,
and we're the Bloom Brothers. We were both ecstatic when our cousin Matt started working on the Mike O'Mara Show, and when he called to tell us about the TMOS bonus package, his excitement was infectious. To feel as giddy as we do, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and go to the Get the Bonus Show menu. You will pay less than you do for a couple of cartons of your favorite cigarettes. A small price to pay for never-ending laughter. Not only can you save 25% by subscribing to the annual package, but you also get access to the entire bonus show anthology. And that makes me so excited that I just can't hide it. Me too, Benjamin. So take it from us, the Bloom Brothers.
Sounds like Stephen Hawking.
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package now. And be as excited as we are.
Fantastic.
Oh my God.
I truly love that. Mike, welcome back to the Mike. Yes, go
Bill
ahead.
Bill
Barris. Bill Barris. Very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Take a look at that. You know what that is?
What's that?
That's Harry's.
Oh, look at that.
We love Harry's. Mr. Big Shop, stop overpaying for lousy big name razors. You can save while you shave. All you need is Harry's. Harry's puts nearly a century of shaving experience into each blade for a superior shave every time and at half the price of the big name brands. And I got to tell you something. Speaking of the big name brands, I talked about going on a road trip early in the spring, and I forgot my Harry's. And I will tell you this: when I tried one of the big name brands, there was no comparison. Harry's superior. You'll love it. Try it. You'll be a Harry's guy for life, just like all of us. You can get $5 off your first purchase with our code TMOS. That means the starter set is only $10. You get the razor, three blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all sent straight to your door with no middleman and free shipping. As always, your satisfaction 100% guaranteed or your money back. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first order of a starter set. That's right. With the code TMOS, you get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's harrys.com and the TMOS code at checkout, and change the way you shave forever. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak for today. This is Wednesday, May 27, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, last night was such a bad night on broadcast television that I watched America's Got Talent.
I know. I know.
I think I might have looked into. They have the guys bouncing on the little balls with the police uniforms.
Yeah, they
and stuff
had that.
Like that.
They had the shirtless Germans on the trampoline.
Such crappy television.
Carrie was into that.
Yeah.
The one thing that I liked that I thought was, oh, they had a hypnotist that his big thing was he got Howie to shake hands without wearing a glove.
Germaphobe, yeah.
So that was like, I've got to go and not watch this.
Wow.
But there was a comic on that had a speech impediment. He had been hit in the throat with a softball, and he had a very powerful stutter. And he wrote a comedy routine around his stutter. And this was actually one joke. This was the one moment I spent with the 2 hours of America's Got Talent last night. I liked this.
I want to get to where people start to use my voice as the voice of their GPS. it's like in 1,000 feet, make a U-turn.
That's a legitimate stutter?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And they passed him right on through. He goes to the final automatically.
They got hit in the throat?
That's what they said.
Not the head?
Yeah. Maybe it was related. But
all right. I'm just kind of curious.
But anyway, I like the GPS bit.
Yeah. Maybe that wasn't very sensitive.
You think maybe you're correlating the stutter to
Mike?
Brain damage. Fine.
Do you think maybe he was using it to get to advance?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
It is. I think he might be a jerk.
You ever hear my stutter joke?
I haven't.
I have to really abbreviate it right now.
Okay, good.
A terrible stutter becomes a Bible salesman and sells more than anybody else. Comes up to the sales manager. How'd you sell so many? He says, it's incredible. I would go to the door. Lady would come to the door. I said, do you want to buy a Bible or do you want me to read it to you? Thank you. That's a 10-minute joke that I just told in 5 seconds.
One of the greatest things is a long joke that you can really take your time with and make people really take you along
for the ride. That one, I make that one so long that people, by the time it's over, it's more relief than it is funny.
Exactly. And you know what? There's a magic there, too.
Absolutely.
I've often had a fantasy of going on the show Jeopardy, and by the time Final Jeopardy rolled around, I had enough money that I could answer whatever I wanted and it wouldn't matter.
You know what I mean? Great. Yeah, I understand.
And if you have more than double than the person in second place, you can do that.
You win regardless. Yeah.
This is a guy that had that sort of cushion last night. His name was Choyon Mandrecker, I believe. And here is the answer he gave last night on Jeopardy.
Hymns is the category for final.
Hymns.
Players,
yeah.
Here is the clue for you. A Christian hymn and a Jewish holiday hymn are both titled this. Also the name of a 2009 Tony-nominated musical. Let's see if you were able to come up with anything that is correct. Choyon. What is... Kinky Boots. Yes, indeed.
What is it?
He wrote Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots.
People go to temple or go to church, they sing Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots.
It's going to cost you something. Well, the correct response is Rock of Ages.
I didn't get it, but I love the fact that he didn't wager and he just went in and he said, Kinky Boots.
Pretty I got good. My money, I won.
Very cool. We had commencement speech yesterday from Robert De Niro.
Yes.
Today, something from Robert Redford. Mike, are you familiar with Colby College in Maine?
Yeah, my sister went to Colby Junior.
No kidding.
Yes, she did.
I like this. This is they got Robert Redford.
Became Colby College after it was Colby Junior. She did 2 years at Colby Junior and went to Syracuse after that. So then it became, I think, Colby. I think it's the same thing. I might be wrong, but I'm not sure.
Maybe I'm overstepping, but does Robert Redford have any connection to it, or did they just get lucky that
Just got a nice pull. A lot of great education up there in New England.
Very cool. Here's Robert Redford. I really like this message.
After you leave the school where you've had the security and the comfort of the school itself, of friends, when you step out of that, you're stepping into a world that's, well, pretty rough. It's pretty chaotic. Pretty divisive. You got
still
climate
sounds
change,
great,
you
doesn't
got
he?
He's the best.
Wars. You got political paralysis. But that story, it's kind of a grim story, but the story, I think, can be retold. And I really believe that you're the ones to do it. You're the ones to retell the story. If we're going to have any kind of future at all, it has to be retold.
like that message.
I like Robert Redford sounded just like he sounded, in The Way We Were.
I watched The Sting last night a little bit on the High Definition Movie Channel.
Very cool.
And it was great there. So that's cool. Rewrite your future. And Mike, I leave you. We've done so much with goats.
Yes.
But let's do sloths.
Okay.
Sloths.
Did you know that sloths make noise?
I did not know. I hope it's a good sound.
And I think, Mike, judging from the video, this is a three-toed sloth.
Three-toed sloth.
Not a two-toed sloth.
Right.
Oh, talk, sloth, talk.
Sounds like a scene from When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, I'm not telling you what the sloth is doing with those toes.
Wow.
That mic is a sloth. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Buddy, get us out of here. That's it. Another Mike O'Bara show has come and gone. Tomorrow, another show, another commute. Yeah. Yes, sir. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'BaraShow.com. You want to correspond with us? It's very simple. Send a letter or package to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob@MikeO'BaraShow.com. And remember, add the extra B. The Mike O'Bara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Bara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'BaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'BaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.